Zohar Chok Yisrael Parshas Hazinu, Day 4, an excerpt from Zohar 3, 286a. Amar B'Yossi, said B'Yossi, what does it mean it's written? Ki shtayim ro'os osa ami. But two bad things my people did. Osi ozvu, they abandoned me. Makor mayim chayim, the source of living waters. Lachsov lem boros, to you out for them these empty pits. So he explains. Osi ozvu, makor mayim chayim. They abandoned me, the source of living waters. This is one who does not want to sanctify the name of the Holy Blessed Be He in Omein, in answering it. What is his punishment? Ksiv is written, Lachsov lem boros, boros nishborim. To you out for them pits, broken pits. So the Zohar explains, the Nachtin le Gehenim, that he descends to hell, Daga basa Daga, level after level. Ad the Nachtin leave down, he goes down to the lost place, the great Tachtis, called the lowest place. If he sanctifies the name of the Holy Blessed Be He, the Kavna Ba'amin, Kedikoyos, to have intention in Omein as is fitting, Solik Daga Basa Daga, he ascends level after level, is Adna Mehao Alma Dasi, to delight from that level of the world come from Bina. The Nogid Todir, that flows constantly, Lo Posik, and never ceases. How to receive that is written, Emunim Notsu Hashem, Hashem guards the faithful, the ones that answer Omein. Umashalam El Yeser Osikap, pays off to those. More to those that do proudly, which means if people are proud, Chas Hashem, not to pay attention to answering Omein is not good, they'll get recompense, but if they're faithful, Hashem will protect them especially. Tana was taught, Shira Mashik Bechon Meil Sata, song draws blessings from above to below when a person sings to Hashem. Ad Yishtachun Bechon Bechol Am, until it's found blessings in all worlds. Amr Blazer said, Rabbi Blazer, in time to come, Israel will say song from below to above, means making awakening from below, from Malchus to the spheres above, called Mayan Nukfin, feminine waters awakening from below. From above to below, awakening from above. Mayan Dukhrin flows from above down to this world. Akasha Kisha Derinusa, and to tie the band of faith, to wrap up Malchus with all the spheres, including the Ein Sof. From below to above, and then from above to below, we should see how, in experience, how everything beneath is connected to itself. See, it's written, Oz Yashir Yisrael, as a Shira Hazos. Then Israel sang this song. Oz Shor Lo Ne'amar, it doesn't say that they sang, but literally, Oz Yashir, then they will sing. Chen Kulu Kulagav, that's all of them. This way he says, Oz Yashir Moshe. So this hints to the fact that having through the merit of having sung song, we'll merit to have a sing song, continue to sing, even in the world to come. As a Shira Azos, this song, Mitasa Leila, that's the parts from low to above. Then the verse continues about this song. This is a song by the well, and Hashem did the miracle of bringing out water from the rock in the wilderness. Alei Be'er and Ula. Arise, ye well. Answer to it. Alei Be'er, arise, ye well, Kloma Sakla Asrech. Ascend to your place, at the mouthless, the well, send into the Ein Sof. L'Sachta Be'balei, to unite with your husband, with Tiferes. Or the itself inside of the Amphinim Silas. Though we tussle this from low to above. Lobasa, and afterwards Me'el and Sata from above to below. The Amphinim coming down to Malchus, being the Insof. Be'er Chafarua Sarim. The well was dug by the princes. Dolidu La Abba Ve'ima. They were born. Abba and Ima gave birth to it. Abba Ima gave birth to the Amphinim Malchus. Karua Nidimeam. It was dug by the noblemen of the people. Elin Avin, these are the patriarchs, the Ikun the Divyam Ramim, they call the noblemen of the peoples, because they were the most noble in the world before there was a whole people, and among the people they were noble, especially by Hashem. Karua, they dug it out. Asil is Davgabor, a place to unite in it. Malkab, the king, and blessings. Mahu, the Vugan house, unification, Mechokik, through Mechokik, the scribe, those are sold, this is the light of Yisod. Hashem Osam, with their staff, store Netzach Hod, this is referring to the light of Netzach and Hod. Again, so we'll see all the spheres participating. This invocation, and again, this is happening from above to below. We midbar matana, and from the wilderness a gift. We matana nachliel, from the gift, a divine inheritance. We nachliel most from divine inheritance to exalted places. So the going up is explained is referred to the world, four worlds. Midbar is asiya, matana is itzira, nachliel is bria, and bamos is atzila. So kishura shlema, behold a complete bond. Kishura deimus is the bond of faith. All the way up to Malchus of Atzilus, and all the way up to from there to the Kesar of Atzilus. Kshura Kaima de Kulabe, the enduring bond that everything is in it. All the spheres, all the worlds, all included in Ein Sof. The person who sings to Hashem, especially answers Amen with Kavana, causes us unification of all the worlds, and gets tremendous merit. Amar B'Yosi, Said Rav Yossi, it's meaning Israel the Meimah Shirasa Shleimasa. Israel is destined to say complete song. Shirasa the kol shar shirin. The song includes all of the songs. How to receive this written? Amartem bayamahu, and shall say on that day, Hodu Hashem kiru ishmo. Give thanks to Hashem, call upon His name. Hodiu v'amimel yosav, make known among the peoples His wondrous deeds. But how was him at that time? See, it's written, Vaya Hashem el melech l'kloretz. Hashem will be king over the whole world. Vayamahu, on that day, Hashem echad ishmechad. Hashem will be one in His name, one. See, it's written, Az yimalei schok pinu. Then our mouths will be filled with laughter. U'lishonenu, you know, on our tongue with jubilant song. Az yimu v'agoyim, then they'll say among the nations, Higdil Hashem l'asil simet. Hashem has done great with these. V'Hashem li'olam amin v'yamin. V'Hashem li'olam amin v'yamin.